camera. Look at we're in the same shirt. Ahoy, matey.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Dan Levitard. That is Katie Nolan and Mina Kimes. They are not ready to start the show. They are never ready to start the show, but let's start the show.
Dan, you're glowing.
Yeah, Dan just got really blown out for a second there.
You just looked like an angel.
That was weird.
Would the 49ers be wise to dump Jimmy G for Tom Brady?
Katie Nolan, I know that you think we're trying to bother you with this because you are a Patriots fan, and every time you're on the show, we talk about this. And I got to be honest to America and to everyone here, we've largely been just gasbagging, speculating. It is not informed at all. But this one makes a lot of sense. This one has all of the elements in it. Of course, he would want to go be with Shanahan, a team that was already good. And if the result is Belichick gets back Garoppolo, it's a great parting gift, as Brady says to New England. Here, you can have your guy back, and I'm going to go with the guy who can show everybody in this sport, the guy you traded Garoppolo to and took less value than you could have gotten because Belichick wanted Garoppolo to succeed with Shanahan. Brady can go with Shanahan and say, come on, let's go. I'll go against you, Garoppolo. I'll go against you, Belichick. Let's see who actually won those Super Bowls. I love this story now.
So this makes sense for New England. This makes sense for Tom Brady. This does not make sense for the San Francisco 49ers. I realize the last time we saw Jimmy Garoppolo playing football was in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. He missed a few easy throws. He struggled to identify pressure. Those are things that historically Tom Brady has been very good at. But if you look at the larger sample size of last season, this would not be an upgrade for the 49ers from a financial perspective, a football perspective, or an age one. So I'd want to ask them, why are you doing this? The other person I'd like to talk to is Jimmy Garoppolo's agent, who, if you don't know, is also Tom Brady's agent, which strikes me as a very fraught love triangle right now. And I say that as someone who watches The Bachelor.
Yeah, as somebody who watches The Bachelor, I'm completely enraptured by this story. I hate it because it's Tom. If it wasn't Tom, it wasn't my team. What a fascinating and interesting story, right? Because this sounds like it kind of works out perfectly. I would argue, Mina, the only way in which it works for the 49ers is that they are engineered to win right now, and Tom Brady needs to go to a team that's going to win right now because he's going to be 43 when the season starts. It makes sense. I'm just going to say it makes sense.
It hurts.
There's a man on the internet that tweets at me every time I'm on this show to let me know I have huge bags under my eyes. And he's like, why do you have huge bags under your eyes? This is why, sir. Because every time I'm here, I have to talk about a different team probably going to take Tom Brady. And now I'm learning I can't trust a Hulu commercial. If you can't trust a Hulu commercial, who can you trust? I thought he was staying. That was the point. He's probably going to go to the 49ers.
Yeah, it looks like it. Lest you think we are just trying to prod and bother Katie Nolan, know that when she got this information before the show and she saw some of the sources that were talking about this, when you're talking about NBC Sports Boston, you're talking about the Boston Herald reporting credibly that the last conversation between Belichick and Brady didn't go very well. I know you got scared, Katie. Like, I saw it. It swept over you.
Here's
you look haunted.
When has a conversation between Belichick and Brady gone well? They're not best friends. They have a working relationship. They both recognize that each other are great and that they probably don't get along. They don't have to be besties. They don't have to call each other up and be like, oh my God, like him FaceTiming Vrabel, that didn't scare me. That made me think he's not going to play for that guy. You want a guy who's your boss to be a total jerk. Is any of this landing or sounding convincing?
You sound defensive. You sound hugely.
Is it because I'm screaming?
Defensive. Yes, you're scared.
What I don't understand too is like, wouldn't the 49ers are going to have to trade Garoppolo. You're not just going to release him. So like,
right,
I understand that. Saving money on the cap hit, I understand, but I don't understand what they could get from the Patriots that they would need in addition to signing a free agent Tom Brady. I don't know, but Mina, you're the smart one.
No, I mean, that's the only reason why this would be good for San Francisco is if you could get a boatload of draft picks from New England.
Which they do need, because they have, what, the last pick of the first round, and then they don't pick again until the fifth, so I can see that making a bunch of sense.
Yeah.
What if they took Tom and,
we are
and
working
you get him for a couple years and then you draft like a late quarterback and then you train him under Tom? It actually does kind of make a bunch of sense. I don't care.
Yeah, we couldn't tell.
Should KD want to play in the Olympics this summer?
His business partner, Rich Kleiman, has told the Washington Post that it's definitely a possibility that Kevin Durant would be part of our Olympic team. And I understand if you're anyone in the world who wants America to win, why it is you would want Kevin Durant to play in these games. I'm not sure if I were the Nets, though, and I were paying Kevin Durant to rehab himself and get back to me, I would want to be risking anything. Him chasing patriotism, gold medals, some feel-good that he hasn't had in a long time. This makes a lot of sense for Kevin Durant for himself. I don't know that it makes a lot of sense for the Nets, though.
What doesn't make any sense to me is that, yes, the Nets are paying him to rehab himself. But in the story, they said if healthy, he might play in the Olympics. The Olympics have a medical team that aren't a bunch of scrubs. He would be playing in a supervised situation in which he'd probably be receiving the best care that he could. He could hurt himself at the YMCA playing a pickup game, which, as we know, Kevin Durant will probably do the second that he can play basketball again because he loves basketball. That's his entire life. It doesn't make sense to me that we would tell him to not want to play in the Olympics. Of course, a guy that's a competitor as soon as he can play wants to play, and we celebrate that. When Clay checked back in game six of the finals so that he could shoot a free throw with a torn ACL, we were like, yeah! Nobody thought about what Golden State was paying him and whose fault it was going to be if he re-injured or further injured himself. I don't understand the story at all.
I'm with Katie. This is one of my least favorite things we're asked to do as gas baggers, right? Weigh in on athletes' injuries and their recovery time as though any of us know anything about human anatomy or science. The only science class I took in college was natural hazards. I am not qualified to tell you if Kevin Durant can come back and play, but I understand the concern given that the last time Nets fans saw Kevin Durant playing basketball, he did rush back from a mysterious injury and immediately ruptured his Achilles. That said, I do think he's qualified to make his own decisions about his health and to rely on the Olympics medical staff. And added bonus for the Nets, he can recruit some free agents while he's over there in Tokyo.
The part that I feel bad about, because Kevin Durant has proven to be unusually sensitive to your criticisms, is the fact that I thought the day was done where America was going to be sending stars of this caliber to the Olympics, given what happened to Paul George on someone else's dime. I thought we would never again get someone of Kevin Durant's stature to do something like this. And even though he's wrapping himself in the flag for us and possibly playing through injury because of his love of the game, we will still crush him on Twitter and he will still get sensitive about it.
Natural hazards was mine.
What's natural hazards?
Like earthquakes, volcanoes.
That's awesome.
It just sounded cool.
That sounds interesting.
Plus everyone called it Natty Has.
Oh, Natty Has.
Yeah,
love
like,
that.
Oh, see you in Natty Has. A lot of the jocks took it.
Love that.
That is one
You're
of the funniest things I've ever
I know.
Heard.
She's like, a lot of jocks took it. Natty
a lot
has.
Of jocks took it and then asked me for my study guides.
Oh, my God. Hey, speaking of natural hazards, Dan, I like your jacket.
Oh, man, I knew
That's
that.
Good.
I knew that. I knew that was coming.
What color is it? I can't see it.
It's the poop emoji collection.
Oh, see, it looks black.
Better moment from last night's Sixers-Lakers game. LeBron pulling up from the logo or Brett Brown talking about sadism?
There really can't be in the history of ESPN a whole lot of questions that have had the word sadism in it. Let's check in first before we get to Brett Brown, the beleaguered coach of the Sixers. Let's get to a shot that LeBron James this season, the season before that, and the one before that, 3-year sample size, he shot 41% from out here.
Rebound outduels LeBron for that board.
First, we've got LeBron. Yeah, this is ridiculous. He's been doing this is how he's going to age. He's going to be able to do that at 40. He's going to be able to do step back stuff at 40. And so Brett Brown is saying, well, we lose to the Lakers. We lose to the Clippers. This is going to help us in the playoffs because we're battle tested.
Sadistically, we love it. Like, really. Like, you want to get to the point. You really want to, like, figure out what life looks like in the playoffs. Do what we just did. Go play the Clippers on the road. Go play the Lakers on the road. And I like it because it's real. Like, this is what you have to deal with. And as an example, you know, the intensity that the Lakers came out with in the second period after we had a pretty good first period, that is playoff physicality. That is playoff defense. And offensively, we didn't respond to that. We got stood up. We got bent over. We threw things away.
Okay. God. Does he look like he likes Crazy. That? He talks about liking sadism, but look at the man. The man looks like he's been out of work for 4 months and has yet to tell his wife. He keeps getting dressed in the morning and going to work, but he has not told his wife yet that he's lost his job.
I enjoyed the false choice as though we're going to opt to talk about the cool basketball thing instead of the goofy, depressing quote. My main takeaway was I'm not sure Brett Brown knows what sadism
yes,
is.
Yes, thank
right?
you.
Right? Like, I kind of want to check his browser history now, or maybe I don't want to check his browser history.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yes, that is masochism. Here's an example of masochism, for example. The Sixers giving hundreds of millions of dollars to Tobias Harris and Al Horford was apparently an act of masochism. Okay, not sadism. That said, there were some nice things to take away from the last couple of games. They've looked feisty. Glenn Robinson played well. Shake Milton has been pretty good. But I imagine Sixers fans are getting far. I was trying.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that was really, tepid. You really limped through it. Yeah.
And so I'll do the opposite. I will try to say the one negative thing about LeBron pulling up from the logo, and that's that there were 19 seconds left on the shot clock. It was kind of an interesting choice, but I'll leave it at that because obviously it was amazing. As for, yes, Mina pointed out, sadism and masochism, two very different things. Sadism is enjoying beating up on people. Brett Brown does not know anything about that.
No.
If anything, I would say Al Horford might be a sadist in that he is just absolutely awful and is taking a lot of joy and money in that. We've now broken down sadomasochism on ESPN
you
in the
really
middle of
did.
The day.
That's the first
is that
time that's
what we were
done.
Trying? Is that the goal
yeah.
for
yeah.
today?
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
Oh, no, no. No,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
All right.
No, this is, no.
So he's got two targets.
I bet one goes on the head.
Oh, no,
yep.
Three targets. Okay.
Nice.
Highly Questionable is brought to you by Dave. Premieres tonight at 10 p.m. on FXX, streaming tomorrow on FX on Hulu.
Time to play the game that just found out mint chocolate chip ice cream is very polarizing. Do you question?
It is
like
polarizing?
It.
Katie knew this? Oh,
I
wait
hate
a minute.
It.
It's just
I don't,
you don't,
I don't like it either.
You both hate it? You give us topics and events. We question them. What do you mean you don't like it?
Tastes like toothpaste.
I feel seen.
Do you question if this guy deserved a free refill?
Are we trying to bother Katie here again by going to a Celtics game that they lost and courtside? The Nets are winning at Boston, and what happens courtside?
This is a bullet right here.
Oh, directly
no.
in the beer.
Oh, goodness.
That's a shame.
Oh, okay. It may be a shame, but that woman in the green jacket was loving it. Like, it may be a shame, but what I'm assuming
look
is
at her.
Life
She's dry.
Partner. Yeah, yeah. But
Larry
yeah,
David
she is howling
thrilled.
With laughter. There
Completely
it is.
Completely dry. She didn't get any beer on her. The guy next to him got the collateral, but she just got nothing.
Does he deserve a free refill? Tell me. That wasn't his fault. Yes, free refill.
But also, no. Actually, I immediately take that back. No, you're sitting courtside. You have money. Go buy another beer. And while you're at it, buy one for everybody else in the cheap seats.
I don't feel like that one is the worst one of those we've seen. Didn't a woman get the glasses knocked off of her face?
Yeah.
Don't we have
Ooh,
that video?
Yeah.
Oh,
legendary.
Boom.
Oh.
Yes, that is as good as it gets right there. And you see the man in the orange shirt wasn't braying with laughter in her face the way that that green jacket woman was.
Well, because that was serious.
Do you question if you would trust the guy with the slingshot?
No, already no.
Okay, there it is. She does not trust a man with a slingshot. Let's see what we have here. Do we have an amazing feat of slingshotness?
Oh, no, no. No,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
All
right.
This is, no.
So he's got two targets.
I bet one goes on the head.
Oh, no,
yep.
Three targets. Okay.
Nice.
So he's going to make the first two, and then the third one's going to drill him in the head.
Well,
right?
It's interesting he's looking away.
One.
Oof. This is terrifying me. All of this. I hate all of this. This
Two.
Isn't going to actually
we'll make this
end.
One.
I think he's going to do it successfully. I don't think
no,
he's going to.
Really? On this show?
Hit
On
I don't
this
think
program?
No, that would like
we
put a hole in
it.
The dude's
yeah,
head if it hits him. It's just going to.
Oh, hey.
Yes.
We should have trusted him.
But this is all an elaborate thing that we do, hoping that Katie hasn't seen our best video of that kind, which is the amazing man from the future coming out here with. Yeah, here it is. Oh, you've
no,
seen
no,
this?
No, 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 no!
Oh, wow!
Wait till you see this. Wait till you see this.
Nope.
There's the
no,
man.
This
that,
is,
that's
oh,
the
no,
man
no,
from
no,
the future
no!
right there. Yes. And then this last little bit. It's ridiculous. It's
Where
ridiculous.
Do you
that
find
is not
this?
Any kind of real. That can't be real. It can't be.
Do you question who has the tougher job?
Okay, I thought there was going to be more to that question. I'm used to hearing comparisons here. So who has the tougher job in this video?
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. This is amazing.
Wow. I mean, both legends in their own right.
I mean, it's the dog, right? It's clearly
I don't
the
know.
Dog.
Well, I mean, that's a tiny pony. A tiny pony doesn't have the leg range to jump over a barrel like that. That's actually very impressive.
No, I'm with Katie on this one. Let's look at this again, because I do think that the squatty square that is this small horse, that's a big jump right there. That's a big jump. And the other guy's just a freeloader.
Yeah, the other guy's the corgi of ponies.
Look at that. Look at his balance.
Yeah, I mean, it's great balance, but that's a tiny dog.
Lenny and I do this every morning, and it doesn't go nearly as well.
Gross.
That might sound weird.
Yes, it does. It absolutely does sound
weird.
When wouldn't it sound weird? Explain to me how it wouldn't have sounded weird.
I have a terrible pun stuck in my head. I didn't use it.
What was it?
I was going to say, that doggone horse.
Oof.
Because it's a dog on a horse.
I'm glad you didn't do that.
That dog gone horse.
Because it's a dog on a horse.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah.
Do you think
what?
What? Do you think that was a jockey Russell
Terrier? Really? No.
Yes. It was Jockey Russell Terrier.
Highly questionable. This broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami.
Time to play the game that doesn't know who is celebrating National Grammar Day. See? Or no?
You tell us what's on television tonight. We will tell you whether or not we're intrigued.
I mean, is it on purpose?
I practice. You saw me practicing.
Tonight at 8 p.m., Giants and Dodgers.
Can I interest you guys in some Yopson Gomez? I don't know who that is, but I am told that he is a Giants prospect, and he's got an unusual delivery. He's never been over double A, but what does he do here?
Oh, no. Oh, God.
You're kidding.
What? Yes.
You're joking.
It's like
every pitch is going to be like this. He does that every pitch.
Right in the middle of his leg kick and throws a slider that's swung
out. Oh, God. Yeah,
for
sure.
This is so bad.
Yes.
Yeah, he pauses in the middle of his delivery as well. Yes. I am not intrigued in this. I don't know why I'm holding up this card. I guess you're not intrigued with your counterfeit card, Mina?
I am not intrigued, and normally I'm against the unwritten rules, but I want him to somehow hit himself as retribution. That's how annoying that is.
Wow, really? That's okay. Very good. That seems violent, unnecessarily so. Katie, are you intrigued?
Of course I'm intrigued. Okay? I know that you kids nowadays are all on TikTok doing your little dances that you don't even recognize the electric slide. That man is doing the electric slide before every pitch.
Was that the electric slide?
And I'm in on it.
It
is absolutely the electric slide.
Let's see it again. Is this the electric slide? I feel like he's closer to twerking than he is to the electric slide.
It looks kind of like the Ray Lewis dance in the beginning.
I was just joking. It's not the electric slide. It just looks a lot like it. He does this tap forward and step back. Thought you'd laugh. Didn't think you'd break down the tape.
Tonight at 8, Volcano Live with Nick Wallenda.
I am excited about this. It's a two-hour special. The Wallendas hold a bunch of world records. This is a live volcano. This is a tightrope, but that's not what I'm excited about. What I'm excited about is Katie Nolan's wheelhouse right here. She did the sideline reporting one time on a Wallenda event not unlike this one. So let's check in with what he's trying to do tonight.
Why is this 2 hours?
I can tell you exactly why.
milk ratings for the first hour and a half.
Live Wednesday, Nick Wallenda will attempt the longest and highest walk ever.
A lot of hard work's gone into this moment.
As he walks the length of six football fields across an active volcano on a wire 1 inch wide. Volcano Live with Nick Wallenda, Wednesday on ABC.
A two-hour event. The last 20 minutes are probably where the action is. I think they're going to milk us along until we get there. But, Mina, are you intrigued?
I am, and I'm looking forward to all of the guys on Twitter being like, so he's wearing a harness, huh? Is he even really defying death? He's got a harness on.
That's right. How about you, Katie? Are you intrigued? This is your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I'm an expert on the flying Wallendas. I'm just happy that this time they didn't ask me to report from the ground because the ground in this situation is an active volcano.
And to all those people
on Twitter, I would say, listen, even if you're wearing a harness, a lot can go wrong, as I would know from my training from the last broadcast. Also, I'm pretty sure an active volcano could erupt at any moment. Imagine if it chooses to erupt the second he's over
okay.
it.
That's probably terrible. Tune in. Okay, Katie, that went dark. Unacceptable.
That's why people watch!
That's all the time we have for today. Mina Kimes has two podcasts, ESPN Daily, It Makes Katie Nolan Want to Dance, and Mina Kimes Show with Lenny. Katie Nolan, only has one podcast, but you should check that out as well. Sports with a question mark, not to turn this into a competition.
Wow. The people down here are all getting neck injuries, just looking up, can't take their eyes off of it. It's eerily silent down here, Michael. It's crazy. Back to you.
That's good.
That was it.
Yes, that's good.
That's pretty neat, yeah.